Welcome to our service for the 13th Sunday after Trinity. Our first hymn is one we've used once or twice before. The first verse is one I sang as quite a young boy in my Crusader class. Even at that age, I was struck by the literalness of its biblical reference. For God so loved the world, I find it written in verse 16, John's Gospel, chapter 3. The tune, though, is more familiar. The Londonderry Air. Now it's time for our prayers of penitence. Penitence and forgiveness are our key theme today. It's so easy to pass the confession by as we say it week after week. I've never practiced the Roman Catholic discipline of confession, either in hearing confessions as a confessor or making confession as a confessant. But one thing it does do is make you think about the confession, which perhaps we could all do more. We don't usually either keep silence in these recorded service. The received wisdom is that silence doesn't work on radio. But we'll keep a short time of silence today before the Kyries. Lord Jesus, you came to reconcile us to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, by your cross many children are brought to glory. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you search our hearts by your indwelling Spirit. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life. through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Collect for the 13th Sunday after Trinity. Almighty God, who called your church to bear witness that you were in Christ reconciling the world to yourself, help us to proclaim the good news of your love, that all who hear it may be drawn to you, through him who was lifted up on the cross and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. Our Old Testament reading is from the book of Joshua, chapter 24. Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and summoned the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers of Israel, and they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, "Now therefore revere the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Now if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Then the people answered, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For it is the Lord our God who brought us and our ancestors up from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, and who did those great signs in our sight. He protected us along all the way that we went, and among all the peoples through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out before us all the peoples, the Amorites who lived in the land. Therefore we also will serve the Lord, for he is our God." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our New Testament reading is from Ephesians chapter 6. "Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armour of God, so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armour of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand therefore, and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of the salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Pray also for me, so that when I speak, a message may be given to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly, as I must speak." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Storm is our star.
That I speak, and the meditations of all our hearts, be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Dear friends, in what will be a shorter than usual address this week, I want to ask you one simple question, or perhaps two. The first question is there someone you need to forgive for something? And the second, do you need to tell them? It's a short address because that's really all I've been able to think about this week. Monday was one of the worst days that I've ever experienced in ministry because I got the time of a funeral wrong and I was half an hour late. We were able to phone ahead and let them know I was going to be late, but because it was at a busy crematorium to be followed by another very large funeral, there was no slack, and I had to conduct a truncated funeral, which was far from doing justice to the departed or to the grief of his friends and family. It's never happened to me before in the hundreds of funerals I've conducted, and I felt absolutely dreadful about it for the rest of the day. Indeed, I've felt bad about it all week so far, and still can't think about much else. But on Tuesday morning, there arrived from a member of the family an email so generous, understanding and forgiving that I was moved to tears. However bad I'd been feeling, absolutely the worst part of it was how it would have made the family feel. And to experience the generosity and forgiveness expressed in the email was deeply moving and an extraordinary relief. I talk and preach about forgiveness all the time, I suppose all ministers do. We confess our sins every week in our services. I always think that really we confess our sinfulness. For most of us, there may not be a list of specific sins from the week just past. Rather, the service is reminding us of our constant need for forgiveness, that is the state we are always in before God. As it happens, before the events of Monday, on Monday morning, the ministry team were talking about funerals, and specifically if we had or felt we could conduct the funeral of a close family member, and some thoughts turned towards our own funerals. In the course of the conversation, I said what I always say about my own funeral. I hope that they can find somebody to lead it who will commend a sinner to the mercy of Almighty God. I've seldom felt that so much as I do this week, but I shall never forget directly experiencing the generous forgiveness of someone I had hurt. It made me think first that I am insufficiently grateful for the Lord's forgiveness. If I truly understood how I have grieved him and how generous his forgiveness is, then the confession in the service every week would usually stop me in my tracks, the way I've been stopped this week, and never be the rather routine things that it can sometimes become for all of us, of course. Secondly, it made me think that in the right circumstances, We all have that capacity to pass on to another person, by a simple word, the forgiveness we received from the Lord, and the extraordinary freedom which by it he wants his children to know. It's not cheap, of course. At the simplest level, if you say you forgive someone, you can't set them free unless you mean it. As Christians, we believe that the cost of our forgiveness is nothing less than the cross of Christ. Every week we say, as our Saviour Christ has taught us, and then continue with the Lord's Prayer. But what our crucified Saviour taught us to pray was, in part, forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. If we can find it in our hearts to do so, as he found it in his, we can set our neighbours, our brothers, and our sisters free. Amen. Time for our prayers. Our intercessions today will be led by Christine. I've said to her and to the other people who lead our intercessions that I really value the variety of voices and insight that they bring to our services, both on Sundays when they lead intercessions in church and in this recorded online service. But we begin as usual with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. In tad ad hanoitin a nevoith sancte thea de enu, deled de devnas gunela de washlis, megis an enev vechli ar thear hebid, derani heddiw ein barav in adiol, a maddaini ein deledion, vel a maddaen in a ein deledwyr, ac nac arwen i brofedigaeth eitha gwared ni rhag drwg, canes iddo ti o'r devnas ar gathli ar gogoniant, and I say so. Amen.
Mighty God, in you is our hope and our strength. You are a very present help in all our troubles. Grant that putting on the whole armour of God, we may be able to stand against the power of darkness and proclaim your saving gospel of love and peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God for ever. Amen. Holy God, holy and strong one, holy and mighty one, all power, all might, all energy, and all strength comes from you. Equip us to stand against the evils of our time. Give us the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, the helmet of salvation, the girdle of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, and protect us with the gospel of peace, that we may remain loyal to the end. Strengthen all who are working in places of degradation, all who are facing violence and oppression, for all who are living in places of war and countries where the regimes control the people and take away their freedoms of speech and being able to choose how they live and worship. Lord, you are our hope. Our strength is in you. We look to you for salvation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, guide all who are powerful leaders in our world, all rulers, statespersons and politicians. We pray for all who have power at work as managers, shop stewards and union leaders. Help them to see that the decision that they make have an effect on the lives and well-being of others, sometimes with long-lasting and long-reaching consequences. We remember all who feel powerless, all driven by economic forces, trying to survive in difficult situations. Lord, give them the hope and strength which comes from you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We praise you, Father, for all who have revealed your power and presence to us. We pray for clergy, lay members, and Sunday school teachers. We pray for all teachers. May they encourage a sense of awe and wonder. We ask your blessing on our homes and loved ones. We ask for a time of rest and renewal for all on holiday at this time of year, that when they return to work and school, they will feel refreshed. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Healing God, be with the brokenhearted and all those whose spirits are crushed. Bless all who are facing difficult times ahead, all who are struggling to survive, all who are fearful and anxious, all who are in controlling relationships, all who are homeless, all who do not know where to turn. Lord, show them that you are their hope and their strength. In you, all things are possible. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in sickness, at home, in hospital, and in care homes. We pray for those known to us in our church, family, and friends. We rejoice with those who have triumphed with all in your near presence. We join with all who have found their strength in you. We pray for loved ones who are in your glorious kingdom. You, Lord, are our hope and our strength. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
danced in the morning when the world was begun, and I danced in the moon and the stars and the sun. I came from heaven, but I danced on earth. In Bethlehem I had my birth. Dance then, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I'll lead you all. Wherever he may be, and I'll lead you all in the dance, said he. I danced for the scribe and the Pharisee, but they wouldn't dance and they wouldn't follow me. I danced for the fisherman, for James and John, and they came with me, and the dance went on. Dance then, wherever you may be. Stripped and they hung me high and left me there on a cross to die. Dance then, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I'll lead you all. Wherever you may be, and I'll lead you all in the dance, said he. I danced on the Friday when the sky turned black. It's hard to dance with the devil on your back. They buried my body and they thought and I still go on. Dance and wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I'll lead you on. Wherever you may be, and I'll lead you on in the dance, said he. They cut me down, but I leap up high. I am the life that'll never, never die, and I'll live in you.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your heart and mind in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you and remain with you, this day and always. Amen.